Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Devonport.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You share your birthday week with Paula Bennett?
I know, I'm one day before her.
She's
an Aries queen, yes.
Oh. Right.
I wish I could have contacted her and we could have had a joint birthday party.
She did karaoke.
She had Chardonnay. What did she sing? She sang "I Will Survive." I was like, "Pauls, sign me up. I'm going to be front row center."
Book it in.
It's me. It's like, "I will survive." And that's never doing karaoke again. Hi, welcome to
Hello.
The theater segment. Welcome to the theater segment. Theater.
Finished doing your play now?
I finished. I finito.
So you're a...
Are you more relaxed?
Back to being just a punter.
No. I think less relaxed. You know when you like go from having one focus...
Excuse me.
And then that, you're like, I'm...
It's actually the 10 past nine sneeze, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. From early today.
And then the snuffles follow. Anyway.
You know when you go from having, like, one thing, and then that finishes, and then you're like, oh, my God, now I have to do all the other 1,000 things.
Oh,
in my
I see.
Goddamn life. But, hey, it's all good.
Righty-o.
Play's finished. There's more theatre on. What is happening at the moment is everyone is gearing up for Comedy Festival, which starts... One moment, please, caller. I do not want to pay with Touch ID.
Is it May 17th?
Yes. How did you know that? Off the top of your damn head.
To the 26th. It goes to the 26th, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's actually the 2nd of May to the 26th of May.
Oh, 2nd. Why did I say 17th? So let's just clarify that. May 2nd.
So I'm not going to talk about any Comedy Festival stuff now. I'm going to talk about all the Comedy Festival stuff next week, but I would encourage you...
Won't be here next week.
What?
It's Good Friday.
Oh. Thank you for that well-timed. But I'll be back the week after to talk all things Comedy Festival. So please check out the program. I will be coming in with my hot, piping hot takes. In the meantime, great stuff is happening at the Basement Theatre, specifically. So tonight...
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I mean, it is Auckland's home of independent theatre.
It's a good stage.
Yeah, it's a good stage. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Woman of Citrus.
Yeah.
You must go and see this show. It is on to the 20th of April. It is written and created by Grace Bentley, directed by Joe Randerson. It is amazing. I haven't seen it yet. But I have... You know when you, like, know something's good because it's just... The influx on social media is like flying from all directions.
And that's what's happening to you. People, it's just flying.
Yeah,
at
I'm
you.
Surrounded by it. And I'm absolutely here for it because Grace is an amazing performer and she's from Kitty Kitty and she went to Toi Whakaari and she's a fucking awesome person. And it explores her own sense of cultural appropriation. She opens the conversation on the new, but the not so new, ever growing generation of mixed race kids in New Zealand. Where do we stand and what can we call our own? That's on the 9th of April, which is this week already been, to the 20th of April at 6:30 in the studio at the Basement with a very reasonable price of $16 to $20.
That is cheap.
It's cheap as bloody chips.
Yeah.
Rose Manifeo is sold out, eh?
Is it?
I think
so. You tell me.
I think she's sold out.
Is that Comedy Festival? That counts as Comedy Festival, doesn't it?
I mean, look, Rose is just doing Horn Dog, which is her show that won the best comedy at the end of the year.
Just doing Horn Dog?
She's just doing Horn Dog.
I don't think it is part of the Comedy Festival.
It's not part of the Comedy Festival.
Okay, right.
Nah.
Sold out. Gone. Done.
That's on to the 13th, which is tomorrow. So
you just
gotta
hustle. If you know you have a friend and they've got a ticket,
you've
gotta try and hustle them
bribe
to sell
them.
It to you.
Bribe.
That's the only way you can get a ticket.
Or demand.
Or ankle tap them so that they twist their ankle and then they can't go and they feel like, so you're not going to be able to go to Rosemary Feo. I think I might know somebody that might be able to get
that
ticket.
Don't hurt your friends.
Just an ankle tap.
Just a little like quick to the
shin. It would have to be fairly decent for them to not go to Rosemary Feo.
Yeah, but if they're just like down the second just bottom stair.
But you know in a theatre you're sitting down. Hopefully, you're watching.
Just offer them.
Yeah, you got to walk all the way there. And I mean, I would just.
I mean,
yeah,
you
should rest up.
You could walk,
or you could rest
and
up.
And the basement is wheelchair accessible.
You could lime.
I wouldn't lime. I'm scared of limes.
Yeah,
I've limed
like
once.
I'll tell you what's interesting. With the higher scooters, today's one of those days. Slippery under tire, and we're going to see less and less confidence on those scooters
Why is it slippery under tire? Because it rained yesterday.
Because it's raining. Look, it's raining. Turn around. Raining. Drippy. It's drippy anyway.
That's not raining.
It's dripping.
It's dripping. You see that water? That's not sweat. From, the building's not sweating.
I see blue sky and not a cloud.
But look there. See that? It's not a sweating building.
See the drips? It's dripping.
I mean, look.
That's dripping water, and that's going onto the ground.
All right, I do see the drips.
And so when you've got a hot full speed ahead lime scooter going full tit, and then you've got to suddenly ram on the brakes for some sort of for an infant or an elderly person or someone who just a pedestrian,
just be careful.
A car, then you're going to squish.
Yeah.
And And so you're going to see those hires going, the number of hires per day is going to drop right down, and you're going to have just all these stacks of these scooters lined up everywhere.
Wet. Are you anti-lime?
No, I love them, but wet and unused, that's what I'm saying.
All right, what else is on it?
Wet
what else
and unused.
What else is on? The other thing that is on that I talked about last week, and I'm going to talk about again, because you need to book your damn tickets, is Woven Woman.
So we've got Women of Citrus, Woven Woman.
And Woven Woman, is that at Q Theatre?
No, it's at the Basement as well.
What's that about? What's this one about?
This Woven Woman is a compelling series of important narratives inspired by a transgender woman, that's spelt with an X, by the way, fafafini and femme identities.
Oh, yes, we talked about that last week. Yes, of course.
But I just want to reiterate that you need to book your tickets for this because it looks phenomenal. It's going to sell out. All of the promo is stunning. Like they had more than one poster design in the basement. We're just like, this is so good. We're using all of your posters. And that's on the 16th of April to the 20th. So that's on next week. So book your tickets now. Get your Tinder date sorted. Get your date. I reckon Tinder date to the theatre is a strong offer.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. If they don't take you up on that, then you know you're not really. Yeah.
Even as some people, a friend meeting a new friend.
You can apparently meet friends on Bumble. I've heard from a friend.
Can I ask you a question, Tess? Did you get a ticket for Rosemont Affair?
No.
You're trying to
go down that road.
You were dialing it up on air last week.
If anyone bought a ticket to Rosemont Affair and wants to gift one to me,
what happened to the one you were trying to buy last week?
5395. I didn't buy it.
Why?
Because my bank account. I don't know.
I mean, that's real. I'm so sorry. We stitched you up on here.
My bank account didn't have the finances to buy me a ticket at this point in time.
Okay, you need to go read that text.
Oh, someone, I know.
Go deal with that.
Sorry about the sniffles.
We don't need that.
Just get a text in.
Someone's texted in and said that your sniffles are alluring. This is not what this show's about. It's not here. They're talking about Tinder and alluring sniffles.
Sniffles are alluring. Who is that? Is that your boyfriend?
No.
Is he your girlfriend? Partner? Hoddy?
Yeah.
Hoddy? Friend? Just a friend?
That you met through Bumble?
I'm sorry that I sniffed.
Sniffles, it says.
If there's any hotties that are listening, text in.
The word that was used was alluring.
Ooh. I just don't think sniffles are ever alluring, and I think that was a light comment to be like, go blow your nose, please.
Was it? Or was that an invitation to go and see a beautiful show at the Basement Theatre next week, 16th to the 20th of April?
Is that an invitation to a ticket to Rosemont Affair? If it is, you just let me know.
You just text in.
With
a full headshot.
In the crowd, they're here. Thank you.
So send in your headshots.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Bye.
Brought to you by The Vic Devonport.